at the Sparta Hacks Hackathon, and we're hacking with Daniel Rings and Michael Donner. Have I got your names right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Good.
And you're both students at where?
I'm at the University of Michigan.
And I'm at the Illinois State University.
Okay, hold your microphone a little higher.
I'm at...
It's good now. Illinois State University is a good school. And you guys have a really cool hack here. And I want to point out all the hardware that you've involved in this. You got a couple of laptops here. One's a PC, one's a Mac. You've got an iPhone. You've got this Amazon Echo. And you've got some paper and some stuff that you can't see that's in the cloud. Tell me about the app.
The idea originally came when we wanted to make something with the Amazon Echo, and I was thinking that it would be good to have something that could read something back to you if you needed it to be memorized. So like something you had to memorize for class, or if you were in a play, your lines. And this sort of led us to think that we would need to be able to take a picture of something and have it be recognized as the text it is, and then have Echo read it back to us.
Okay. What's a practical application of this?
You can take text with you anywhere you want. You don't need to hold it in your hand. You're able to just ask Alexa, hey, read this back to me. You can up...
Maybe while driving, if you don't have
while driving.
An audiobook.
Yeah, don't... You don't need to have the audiobook. You can turn any paper book into an audiobook.
Very cool.
Just by taking the pictures of it.
I was saying, you mentioned earlier, maybe for handicapped people. Maybe it empowers them to
be able
to read more.
Yeah. So that way, like we said, Alexa actually already has the capability to read, like, Kindle ebooks and audiobooks, but now... they don't have to be in that specific format. Mm-hmm. So anyone who needs to have them in the audio format for whatever reason, for convenience or for that's the way that they get their that they read, this lets you do it with any text at all.
Excellent. Tell me a little about the architecture of this application. What pieces are involved and how do they interact with each other?
So do you want to start with the...
Yeah, well, everything starts in the iOS app, where we take a picture just with the native camera, and then we made a share extension that, just like sharing any picture with your Facebook page or over text, we share it with our Storytime.
That's just through the iCloud. Is that right?
Actually, okay. The share extension doesn't upload it specifically anywhere. We stream the binaries directly to Project Oxford.
I see.
That's one of the nice options about it. So it just cut out one of the extra middlemen.
Okay.
After we get the results back from Oxford, then we'll put it up into the cloud. In this case, we're using Firebase just because it was quick and easy and
easy to sync.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy to read and write
very
into.
Cool. Tell me a little bit about... I actually work for Microsoft. So tell me a little about Project Oxford.
Well, we didn't know too much about it besides what the flyer said or what the landing page said before.
This weekend,
yes, we did. So we had heard that it had that it was able to do optical character recognition, and we knew that we needed something to do that, and so we went for it, and it was really really easy. Actually, it
was frankly the easiest part of the project.
Yeah, definitely. It was it was just a very convenient REST API. And it was, it was basically exactly what you would expect and what you would need. And the information that we got back, we just needed a text, but it actually provides a heck of a lot more than that, where you can, break things up by region or figure out where exactly different words are positioned on the page. But we used it for the text and it worked great for that.
Okay. So the iPhone app is running some Objective-C or Swift code. It's calling out the Project Oxford. It's taking that data, storing it into Firebase database. And the whole thing is integrated within this Amazon Echo, which has its own Alexa API that you're calling as well. Tell me about that.
We are running the Alexa on the Amazon's Lambda
network.
That's
their web services?
Yes.
The cloud?
One of their cloud services.
Okay.
Where you're our Lambda dev.
Oh, yeah. So,
I would ask the question.
Sure. Yeah. So you can make a Lambda function in AWS, and basically it lets you have many web services that you can make with Node.js or Java or Python. So we use the JavaScript, and from there, that's how we make our more HTTP requests to the Firebase database, and that's how we get the info from it. And then from there, you can tell Alexa what to do with it. And so we had to read it out.
I find the integration of all these technologies really fascinating, but I'd really like to see a demo. Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do it now.
All right, so what we start out with is we have an iOS application, and we'll just kick it off here, and we'll have this debugging so that you can see the data getting transferred back and forth with various API calls that we do. Okay, so I have my iPhone here, and I am going to take a picture of, let's go with that example, the speech I need to memorize for a class, all right? So we have the printout of a speech here, and I am just going to take my camera and take a picture of the speech and take a picture of the second page of the speech. Okay. And then we're going to go into our Photos app, and we're just going to select both of those. And we have a nice little extension here that lets you upload them just like you would to Facebook or send them as part of a text message or something like that. You can now use it to interface with Storytime. So this is a speech by Theodore Roosevelt. So we're going to label this Theodore Roosevelt speech.
And what he's doing there is he's putting in the title of the book or speech. That way, it's added to our library in the database, and also as a reference, so that Alexa knows what we're looking for once we ask her.
All right, and now if you look closely, you can see all the raw data flying by. This is the raw data from both of these images, and it is it's going to the Microsoft's Project Oxford API, which is their does various AI things. One of the things it does is optical character recognition. So we send the raw data up to Microsoft at Oxford, and we get back the OCR results, and they'll be coming in a second. And when they do, they come back with all sorts of information, like positioning of where the various words are on the page, but we really care about just mostly what the actual text is itself. So we take each individual word, and we build it back up into sentences, and then we take these sentences, and every sentence on a particular page is uploaded into our library. Okay, so
we got it.
Yep. Updated. Oxford came back. We parsed it, pushed it to our database, which is using Firebase right now, and you can see that it has now been added to our database. So we have all the various sentences on page one and all the various sentences on page two right there. Okay.
And it's also been added to our library, as well as an index to let us know where we left off. Right now it's set at zero, so we start from the beginning when we want to try and start reading.
Right. So now let's say that now I want Amazon or the Amazon Alexa to read it back to me. So I'd say, Alexa, open Storytime.
Which book would you like me to read?
Theodore Roosevelt speech.
Reading from Theodore Roosevelt's speech.
And you can now see.
Responsibility. No man can get power without at the same time.
And it's reading the exact words that were recognized by Oxford that and that we parsed or
I wish to see the
smashed back together to form
control.
Sentences.
But
she's actually she's actually quite good with the speeches and the storybooks. They just seem to have the right punctuation for her inflection. So this will read both pages of the speech. It takes a long time, so we'll just say, Alexa, cancel. But she'll go ahead and read the whole speech. Now let's say that we were wanting to do that that story time scenario, the bedtime story. So let's say, hey Alexa, open story time.
Would you like me to read?
Just the first page of Winnie the Pooh.
Here is Edward Bear. Coming downstairs now. Bump, bump.
All right.
Bump.
And now she's reading from the first page of Winnie the Pooh.
Robin. It is, as far as he knows, the only way of coming downstairs.
Now we only asked her for the first page, so she should stop as soon as she gets to the end of this page.
For a moment and think of it. And then he feels that perhaps there isn't. Anyhow, here he is at the bottom and ready to be introduced to you. Winnie the Pooh. When I first heard his name, I said, just as you are going to say, but I thought he was a boy. So did I, said Christopher Robin. Then you can't call him Winnie? I don't.
Okay, so that's the end of the first page. Now, if we want to pick up back to where we were, we can say, Alexa, open story time.
Welcome to story time. Which book would you like me to read?
Just the next page of Winnie the Pooh. So now she goes to the second page of Winnie the Pooh,
yes.
And she continues it from there. Again, we just asked for one page, so we could ask for the rest of it. But something else I wanted to show was if we cancel this. Alexa, cancel. So now she thinks that we're ready to read the third page. That's where we left off. So that's where she would go back, except let's say that I've moved to a different kid that wants to hear the story. So we can say, Alexa, open story time. Oh, Alexa, open story time. All right, then. Alexa, open story time.
Here we go. Welcome to story time. Which book would you like me to read?
Read Winnie the Pooh from the beginning.
Reading from Winnie the Pooh. Here is Edward Bear.
And now she started at the top again, so you can go back to the beginning if you wish. Alexa, cancel. Cancel.
There we go.
Okay, so yeah, that's basically our app. Anything, yeah, end to end, anything in text, you can get it read back to you. So if you're really enjoying a book or something, maybe you just take a picture of the next five pages and then eat dinner, you know, while you continue to have your book read to you. We think it's really, really useful.
That was a really cool demo. I love how all this hardware works together. I love the way the software gets integrated on the back end. And I love the fact that it's a complete solution, that you've taken all these things together and made it kind of seamless to the user.
Yeah, that was one of our, probably the thing we were probably most proud of, is that, you know, if I had an Echo, I could go home tonight and use it. Yeah, you know, when I'm eating dinner or whatever, I could have it read the next part of the book that I'm reading. So, yeah, it's very useful. It's very, you know, it's end to end. So
I couldn't help but notice you guys go to school like two states apart. Did you know each other before this?
No, we met about like 30 hours ago.
About 34 hours ago.
Well, you guys have been integrated together really well. Just as this hardware and software has. Also, are you gonna any plans to continue this project?
I'm not thinking about anything past the next time I go to sleep right
pretty
now.
Pretty cool.
So
sleep
I'm
would be
sure.
Good.
All right. I vote that you do. So I hope you do. I think it's very cool. Yeah. There's a lot of possibilities. Do you guys have any online presence that you'd like to tell our audience about?
I mean, I have a website, but not anything super big. I keep a blog on some of my things.
What's
that
the URL?
Hackathons. It's just danielrings.com. So if you want to go check it out, you can see some of my past hackathons and projects.
I'm actually, this is my first hackathon.
Oh, cool.
After getting into the computer sciences, so I'm just, you know.
I hope it's not your last.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Have you got a blog?
No, actually, no.
This would make a good first blog post.
Yeah, I have something to say now.
All right. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations on a great hack.
I say technology, you say friends. Technology.
Friends.
Technology.
Friends.
Technology.
Friends.
Technology, technology.
No.
Oh, okay.
let's put that in the middle.
All right.
I'll do an intro or an outro here.
Okay.
So let me just go and stand near the corner of the table there. That's good, and I'll stand in between you. You take that one, actually. Oh, it's got reversed.
Yeah. Nope.
And do it fair, say your name and spell your name, so it'll be with the video.
Oh, okay. So I'm Daniel Rings, DanielRings, like what the phone does, or Lord of the Rings, or whatever. my email is rings.daniel@gmail.com.
And I'm Michael Donner, MICHAEL, D as in dog, O-N-N-E-R. I'm at michael.e.donner1@gmail.com.